but you really don't feel like praising him. That your flesh takes control more so than anything else. Your before picture looks the same as your after picture. In church, we hear people saying, well, you know, it used to be when you came to church and you got changed, you got saved, that there was a change that took place in your life. But now we live in a day and age where people say, it is just what it is. That's just who I am. I'm just keeping it 100. I'm just keeping it real. The devil is a liar. There's no way you can come in contact with the blood of Jesus and just say, I'm keeping it 100. God, the blood of Christ makes you drop off some stuff. Makes some stuff fall off for you. I hear the clicking of the chains when you come in contact with the blood. When you come in contact with the blood of Christ, there's some things that fall off of you that you just don't want to do no more. There's no way you can say, I'm just keeping it 100. I'm just staying real and acting the same way and come in contact with the blood of Christ and not have no change over your life. Some folk are resistant to change, but still want the favor of God in their life. You don't want to change, but you still want faith. You still want to be able to cuss folk out. You still want to be able to go and do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. Act how you want to act. But don't want to have to give God no type of change. And I'm talking like this because I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. And I'm going to tell you how it's meant. Some folk want to stay right where they are, be who they are, and still ask God to take them to a higher level. You feel like you, in other words, God, take me higher with all my baggage, with all my stuff, with just who I am. Instead, Lord, change me. So I become lighter, so I go higher, and just take me with all my stuff. When Paul wrote this book, this verse, he wrote it in a manner where it says that his mind is absolutely made up. He says, I'm not giving this thing up for no one. And the reason I know that, because if you study the Greek version, the verse, the Greek form of ashamed is, it goes V period P M I. And it stands for verb period present middle indicative. Now, when you say that, when he wrote it in the verb ashamed, prefaced by not ashamed, when he says that, what he's saying is that, first of all, that the present voice is continuous, it's right now, it's not changing. It's, in other words, I'm not ashamed right now, not yesterday, not tomorrow, right now. And the way he said it is, it's an ongoing thing. I will continue to not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is nothing you can do, nothing you can say. God has brought me too far. There are some things I used to do. There are some things I used to kill, brethren. I used to do some horrible stuff. But God actually had to knock me down, pick me back up, brush me off, send me somewhere, and he gave me a commission to do. So you think I'm going to give this thing up? This thing is continuous. Now, the middle voices mean, the middle says this, is that he is acting on himself. This is not something God told him to say. This is him acting and determining for himself that there is no way that you can pull me away from the God that saved me. There is no way that you can pull me away from Jesus. Now, the indicative part means that it's a fact. It's not a suggestion. It's not an opinion. It is fact. In other words, I am not ashamed. I'm not going nowhere. I'm staying in the blood. I'm staying with the Lord, and I will give him everything that he said. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's saying, I don't care what people think. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't care what you think of me. I'm not giving up this newness for you or nobody. God has been too good to me.
which has brought me to where I was to where I am now. And when you're not ashamed, you become bold. When you're not ashamed, you become bold. You know how when you really love somebody, you're willing to go out in public with them, you don't care what other people think.
There you go.
Right? Right, y'all talk back to me. When you had a boyfriend or a girlfriend and they look crazy, but that was your boo, that was your honey. And you would go out with them and you didn't care what nobody else said because they were yours. Jesus ain't crazy, he ain't funny looking. He is my Lord and Savior. I will go out with him. I will stand on the corner and preach his word. I will come in the church house. I will speak it in my house. I will speak it in the grocery store. I'm willing to take it everywhere that I go. Because my Lord and my Savior, Jesus, has been good to me. Now, if he's been good to you, look at somebody and say, you better tell it everywhere you go. Jesus. The Bible says, preach him, preach Christ crucified, him crucified, risen again. That's who I'm speaking of. There. See, when he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, he was saying it was his confidence. He was letting them know that there is no way I'm going to let this thing go. There is no way that I'm going to give up what God has done for me. I've been through too much hell and high water for somebody to take from me. Right. What man says is right or wrong. I'm going to go with the Lord. If I got to look like a fool, then I'm going to look like a fool. If I got to look like I lost my mind, then I look like I just lost my mind. But whatever it is God would have me to do, I'm going to do it with an open heart. I'm going to do it with a joy down on the inside that nobody can take away. Because God has been good to me. The joy of the Lord is my strength. See, there's no way. See, now that you know. Now that you're saved. Think about what the way you used to be. Was I the only one to cuss?
No.
Some of y'all still cussing. Come on now. Was I the only one to drink?
True.
Was I the only one to do some things? And you thought you was okay when you did it. In fact, you had a swag about it when you went about doing it. You better not say that to me. I'm going to get my drink on. I know what's going on. I ain't drunk, I'm just a little bit, you know. That's how we used to act. Now that you say, now that the blood runs over your body, now you are quiet. Now you are quiet. Now you don't want to say nothing. Now you tiptoeing around. You used to walk around loud mouth. God wants that same loud mouth. He wants that same praise that you had out in the world. He wants it for himself. Some of y'all looking at me hard like, Pastor, why are you talking about me? I ain't just talking about you. I used to be there. Come on, y'all talk back to me. That was me. I'm talking about myself before I got saved. That was my before picture. My after picture don't look nothing like my before picture. I'm changed. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. And I'm filled with the Spirit of God. What's some of y'all waiting on? The change is right before you. We didn't hear preachers say for the last 5 years, your victory is on the way. Your breakthrough is around the corner. How many corners you got to look around in order to get victory? How many walls you got to get close to get victory, to get your breakthrough? Your breakthrough is right now. You got to be willing to stand up and seize it and grab it and say that it's yours. You got to be willing to claim that it's mine right now. I don't have to go around another corner. I ain't got to go around nothing. I can stand and say, God,
somebody and say, your victory is on the way. You ain't paying no bills. You ain't got no job. You ain't got no money for a damn payment. But your victory is on the way. You got to stay consistent. You're going to have some good days and you're going to have some bad days. You're going to have some hills to climb. But don't complain and stay in the breath. That's where your victory is. Every single day, I give God glory when I go through a night. You got favor where it didn't work out for you or not? Y'all don't believe me? Don't say all things work together for the good of them that, how many of y'all love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose? And so there are some bad things that work out for your good. But while the bad things are going forward, you're still supposed to give God praise. We got caught up. And you know how we got caught up? Listening to other preachers. And it became just, that's what we're supposed to say. That's how we get people to keep coming and keep giving. Promise of your breakthrough. The fact of the matter is, I can't give you no breakthrough. I can't give you no victory. I ain't no prophet, so I can't tell you what your future looks like. But I can tell you that if you stand now in the presence like Paul did and declare in your own voice, I said, this thing God has given to me, I am not ashamed of the gospel. You right there, when you say that, you automatically qualify for victory. And when you say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, then you finish it off. It is power. In other words, what you're saying, since I believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, I got power that he's given to me. So when I step up in the morning, when I wake up and I begin to give God praise, I can give him praise with power. I can give God praise with joy. I can give God praise with everything that's down on the inside, because he has qualified me to have victory, not around the corner, but right. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. You know that scene, that's how we're going away. They didn't say tomorrow around the corner your breakthrough is on the way. They said victory is mine. Today is mine. Right now. Where was another? I get joy when I think about what he's done. That's a right now situation. Stop looking for people to just give you what you think you ought to hear. Prophesy on yourself. Lay hands on yourself. Y'all ain't saying that back to me. That's why I don't get discouraged when the prophet walk by me, because I know I got a little power in myself. And if he bypassed me, I can say in the name of Jesus, be blessed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. When my back is hurting, I say in the name of Jesus, you better act right. When my knees is hurting, I say in the name of Jesus, let these bones live. I can give God praise. Oh God. Let me somebody just say, what's your before and after pictures look like? Take your mindfuls off. Mindfuls on Google. Bro, take your mindfuls off. The gospel never said anything. It never declares that you're blessed and you're supposed to keep to yourself, and that when people come against you, that you absolutely should turn your back on them. The Bible says that you're supposed to love regardless.
Right.
Instead of preaching your breakthrough in your house coming, I don't preach you no new car. Some of y'all don't need a new car. Stay in the car you in. You don't need no car people that come with a new car. Because the car payment gonna make you lose your house. And you still talking about the devil to me. The devil ain't done nothing. You took yourself through. Keep the car you got. Come to church and give God some praise. Work to get where you're supposed to be. And continue to praise the name of the Lord. Continue to give God glory right where you are. Stop looking for the preacher, the prophet, the apostle, the teacher to just say, in the name of Jesus, you about to come up in 7 days. No, what? Where does it say that? Admit your unbelief right now, and I'll hear your sign. It's right now. We've been getting pumped. You don't want to work hard? Show up to work on time.